Welcome to episode 26 of the Life of a Visual Storyteller podcast. It is the 26th of July 2015. My name is Roger Overall and I am a visual storyteller. Today I'm going to round off my talking about James Lawrence, at least for a while. But following along with James for the last 45 days has taught me a few things, or rather he's kind of reminded me of stuff I already knew, I'd heard before, that I'd seen before, but he's kind of provided some living examples of how to tackle these things. So for instance, James is not a rich man, nor am I, but he somehow managed to get the money together to do this incredible endeavor. In fact, if you listen to the podcast interview he did with Rich Roll, you'll find out that this isn't the first time he's done something quite monumental in terms of doing triathlons. He did 30, I think he's got the world record for the most triathlons in a year. Well, he's definitely got it now, but he has the official world record. And to do that, he started off and he didn't have the money to participate in these events to do these things. He just did them. And he is living proof that money should not hold you back from achieving your goals. Now, he's also a family man. And this massive endeavor, these 50 triathlons in 50 different US states, he's brought his family along with him. And they are 100% behind him. They've participated. They supported. It has been this massive family gathering, if you like, this massive family holiday. I mean, his kids are all very young. They're still in what we would call primary school in Europe. And they've come along on this journey and they've been part of the journey. They've been part of this massive success and this massive undertaking. And that's really interesting because for somebody like me, who, I'll be honest with you, more or less abandoned their family in 2013 and 2014 in favor of work, they barely saw me. And I just head down into work, into the business I was growing at the time. And they paid the price. And I paid the price as well, because my daughter was 8 when I started that company with a friend. And 2 years later, she was 10 and she changed so much. And I'd missed it. It was a real shock. But James has found a way to do these incredible things and to involve his family and to be there for his family. Wow, that's a real lesson. And also, James went through dark times. You cannot do 50 triathlons, Ironman distance triathlons in 50 days without going through some very dark times. And that goes for James. And his dark times, I mean, they must have been all kinds of psychological hell, but he pushed through. And, it made me think about you and I as creatives and the times where we're working on massive projects, big projects, projects that maybe in our head are actually bigger than they really are, but nevertheless, they're big projects. And we worry and we wonder, is it going to be any good? And we have dark moments, don't we? Where the initial excitement and energy of doing the project has dissipated and it's just you and the work and your demons. Certainly feels like that to me. And you're wondering, God, is this going to be any good when I've done all this, when I've expended all this effort, when I've put all this time and energy into it? Will it be any good? I mean, I have that at the moment with the show and tell video I'm trying to produce. It's just a big undertaking now. And I keep thinking, is it going to be worth it? Should I not just give up? I mean, novelists must have this. They must be wondering after all the words they've written, and they've still got so many thousands of words to go, tens of thousands of words to go. Will this be any good? Sculptors, painters. I suppose we all do, as creatives, have that. And I think that's when we produce our best work, almost, because we're faced with those demons. And in the face of those demons, we press on. And we press on, and we have to produce our best work because we want to finish the project. But just finishing the project isn't enough. We have to produce the best work so that the project is the best it can be. When we're surrounded by our psychological horrors and our demons and our doubts and all the things that, you know, make us up as human beings, when we're worried and we have concerns and the world is against us, we somehow need to overcome the deflation and the depression and produce our best work to overcome those demons and to make the work the best it can be. We just need to keep pushing on. Well, that was it. That was a 7 and a 7.6 kilometre run. First run back. A little bit of pain in my left Achilles and a little bit of pain in my right lower calf. So I'm hoping that hasn't aggravated the injury in the right calf, we'll see. But the important thing is I ran this evening, I'm back running again, and for me personally, I had the chance to run in mind, body and spirit with the Iron Cowboy, James Lawrence. The run started really well actually. I was running very fluidly and not quite as fast as I used to be able to, but a good pace. And then about halfway, a bit of a slap around the face. I'll be honest with you, after last night's party, where I enjoyed the wine greatly, I did have a hangover this morning, so preparation for the run this evening wasn't exactly perfect. But it's done. I'm back running again. It feels good to be sweating. It feels good to be out of breath. And it feels good to feel my heart pounding in my chest. And it feels great to have run, in my mind at least, a little way with the Iron Cowboy. Talk to you again soon.